Shirish, good morning. You are running Mountain Master in the main event, the biggest race for this start of the season. The horse looked to have had a very nice prep. And what can you say about the way he showed up at track work?
Listen, Mountain Master came here last year, I think in August. He was specially kept for this race. The horse had all his time. He was prepared for the race. He could have been better, maybe because of the weather. We could not get a bar trial for him, but he worked well. He's fit. I think he's got a good draw. Obviously, it's an open field. Some very good horses running. I believe Hard Day's Night is an excellent horse. Belonged to me. But tactic-wise, maybe Hard Day's Night drawn in the bush with some fast horses inside him. It will all depend how he breaks and how he gets the lead. But obviously, I won't write off Mountain Master. He's a good horse. He's run some. I think he's back to what he used to be in South Africa. Cross fingers. It's a big race. We're all trying to win it. So I'll be positive.
Yes. And if you could touch on a word about the other horses you have for this third meeting for the readers.
Yeah, we have, I think, Jigri Pokri, who's been very well at track work, but he's drawn wide. It will all depend on how he jumps. If he jumps well and he can be settled somewhere, one off, I think he'll have a good chance.
He seemed to be very well at the track.
He's very well. He's worked well. He's a courageous horse that gives a lot in training. He's fit. Only small concern is the draw. If he jumps well, he gets a nice position one up. I think he'll be there. Away is in a good condition too. But with an open race with entry, who looks like with his draw is quite well in that race. There's a new horse of Mr. Gadda Cavallino, who I know him from South Africa. He's a good horse. He's drawn one. The cross fingers are where can have a good chance also. Plain of Wisdom will be suited with his -3 kilos with Shanish, and he's drawn well. If there's a good pace in the race,
he could be running on well.
He'll be there, in the first three. Rest are the first race we have. I'm very happy that Nabil is riding after a long time. Lord Wellington Moore is not the best ride for him and drawn wide, but it's to be seen. The Blue Streak is well. If there's a good pace in the race, he'll run a good race. He is a strong rider, so I don't know how Shanish will handle it, but the horse is well. Libidus is he ran two very good races in the 0.25 last year, finishing second. I think if he's alone going in the front, he can be a good place chance. But I respect a lot this. There's a new runner, Skip the Red, who seems to be outclassed in the 0.25.
And Shirish, you have a new jockey for this season. And in one of my interviews in L'Express Turf of this week, Glenn Hart had very, very favorable comments on this guy. He says that this jockey would be very well suited for Mauritius.
Yes, I've heard of it. I think Mr. Glenn Hart has been a mentor to Robert. Robert tells me that every time after a race, he goes to Glenn and asks for advice. Yes, like you say, the guy he looks to be a very strong rider. But it's a tricky track. You need to be very intelligent on this track. If your horse is well and you're a strong rider, of course you'll have a good finish. Let's see how he rides this Saturday, but I'm pretty confident he'll do well.
To sum up, a lot of positive for your stable this year.
Well, of course, this is what keeps us going, positive.
You have better quality horses, you have a good jockey.
Well, I'm well aware that it's a very tough year for all of us. There's some very good horses imported by every stable. Some good jockeys riding here. But as you know, this is racing. We need a good horse, a good jockey, a good team, and we need lots of luck also. So let's hope we are, like I said, being positive, and we get luck on our side. We should do well.